This has cheered me up. The Free School have tweeted, "Rise like lions after slumber in unvanquishable number. Ye are many, they are few." Apparently, according to Dan Hancock's stuff, still kicking off in Piccadilly, but he thinks Trafalgar Square is where it is at. There's a party atmosphere with a few thousand protesters dancing around fires, so the spirit of the revolution captured quite nicely there. Dave Tinham via Twitter opines police lose control of the streets to the Black Bloc. If you visit his Twitter page, there is a link to a YouTube clip which apparently illustrates this. That's Dave Tinham. And it seems the music ended there. I was going to go into a bit of Aphex Twin next. You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. Saturday, March 26th, 2011, a day of discontent. Indeed, hundreds of thousands of people converged on central London today for the anti-cuts march to protest against the impending cuts suggested by the Tory government. It's largely been a peaceful day, and apparently Trafalgar Square at the moment, there is a party atmosphere with police there in a calm mood and people dancing around fires. General party atmosphere, which is absolutely fantastic. We've got two new tweets. Hang on, I'll just refresh the page there. There might be some interesting information. Suki Data, who's been one of our key sources, although of course everything I am relating is unconfirmed. It appears that legal observers from GBC Legal are also being arrested by police outside Fortnum and Mason. You know, we've had a couple of these reports. They are unconfirmed. We're hoping to go live to somebody who apparently is witnessing the situation at the moment. Paul Din says about 200 people and a bonfire at Oxford Circus. So it sounds like things are getting pretty tribal down there. So yeah, stay tuned. The next tune is Wax the Nip by the Aphex Twin from the album I Care Because You Do. Apparently, we've just been informed that Lily White's sports shop in Piccadilly Circus is now reported to be on fire. Aphex Twin with Wax the Nip there, a title which perhaps doesn't bear any relevance to what's going on today, but I think the audio speaks volumes. We are now back to Shay in Trafalgar Square, where apparently... I think she's just left Trafalgar Square, where the situation has changed again. Hi, Shay, could you give us a bit of an update?
This is not exactly Trafalgar Square. This is not where the students are occupying. This is when we started moving away to Piccadilly Circus, where it's still kicking off. And we are here next to Her Majesty's Prison. It's called Sports Cafe, New Zealand House. That's what the building is called. And in front of it, when we were passing by, a guy was being nicked, and he was like kind of battered to the ground. He was collapsing with two cops on his back. And suddenly, people came from nowhere, and they started shouting at the cops to let him go and to not to hurt him. And so situation kind of escalated, and they brought him the riot cops. But it's not that bad. It's not like it's kicking off, but the cops are surrounded, and people are really angry about the way he's being treated. He will be arrested, I guess, probably let off in the morning or something, but people are still here, about 50, 60 of them. So, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, is the situation between the police and the protesters improving? I mean, presumably there's quite a lot of, anger in the air by the sounds of it.
Until now, things were okay, because even when Chop Shop, and all those the shops on the posh street got attacked. They couldn't actually catch any of the protesters because of the Black Bloc apparently earlier on had made an HSBC outlet. The right cops were brought in, and the right cops couldn't control the Red and Black Bloc because they were so huge. They pushed their way through the cops and kind of escaped. But now this is the first incident we've seen where there's been an arrest and people are really put off about it.
Yeah, no, understandably. I mean, apparently similar things are happening down at Fortnum and Mason. We're hoping to get that confirmed soon. But it seems, I mean, we read a tweet that the Black Bloc have almost sort of outwitted the police in certain areas. Would you say that that's an accurate report?
Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. No, there was a report on Twitter that was saying the Black Bloc have, in certain instances, almost outwitted the police. Would you say that's fairly accurate?
Yeah, I think that's accurate because the Black Bloc is moving really fast. Like I told you before, even we couldn't keep up with it. Mm. So yeah, and they were moving the sights for you. They were suddenly turned directions, and they're basically outwitted the cars.
Okay, excellent. And also, we've been reading on Twitter that there are people dancing around bonfires and so forth in Trafalgar Square. I mean, I know you're not there currently, but when you left, you know, it sounds like there's quite a party atmosphere down there. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Actually, they had started a bonfire. I was there when they started it. And the big banner that I told you about, it said, we demand regime change. Mm. It's kind of ironical, you know. I mean, basically calling the billionaires who are running this country now a regime. So it's kind of a reference to Egypt and Tunisia, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and at the very least today, you know, calling them to account as well. Well, listen, Shay, thank you very much. Are you going to be sticking around a bit longer, I take it? We're on air live till 8 o'clock, so would it be okay to maybe call you back for a couple of minutes before then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's great. Well, listen, thank you very much for your help, and we'll probably speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. That was Shay there with another report of what's going on in central London. So an isolated incident of someone perhaps being slightly, roughly arrested. But otherwise, it sounds like a very good atmosphere down there. And, you know, I suppose, you know, at the end of a day like this, tensions between the police and protesters are inevitable. But it sounds like things are passing off without any serious incident. We've got Thomas Lee in the studio at the moment, who is going on air live at 8 o'clock. We'll probably get a few words from him as well before 8 o'clock. And we'll be going back to Shay as well for a quick update. I'll just check Twitter. Dan Hancocks says, a female MC talking about the revolution over jungle music. Lots of jungle music. Today, under Nelson's column, takes me back to the 1990s. So next we're going to be having a bit of Charles Mingus to provide a bit of balance to the electronic riot that was the last Aphex Twin track. And that was Tim in the background busily preparing our next guest, who will hopefully be with soon, but I will surprise you by not telling you who it will be. So yeah, this is Charles Mingus from the album Mingus R with Better Get Your Soul In It. And as I said before, you know, we are pretty much reliant on Twitter and people on the ground to give us accurate accounts of what's going on now. The Free School have tweeted, if people need a break, head down to 61 Curzon Street in Mayfair to the Big Society HQ for tea and warmth. I also understand UK Uncut had set up some sort of parody of a hospital at the Boots on Oxford Street. So I would take any not too serious injuries there. So yeah, here's Charles Mingus. Peter Tatchell has also just tweeted a brilliant argument. Police arrest peaceful UK Uncut protesters, but he says they don't arrest corporate criminals and tax dodgers, which he claims is tantamount to double standards. So thank you, Peter. That was Charles Mingus with Better Get It In Your Soul from the album Mingus R. We have Thomas Lee in the studio with us as well. He's on in 36 minutes. So, Thomas.
That's right. It's the last episode in the series of Sign of the Times. This week, it's myself and Rita Meyer in the mix for the entire hour. And then we're taking a break for a month, and we're back on the 7th of May for an extra hour and a half at a new time slot of 9 till 10:30.
Thank you very much. And have you been following the march at all today?
I have. Just sort of casually on Twitter. I did intend to go down, but for fear of being kettled, I stayed in my nice safe house in Clapton.
Excellent.
Out of the way.
And also the last show must go out as
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And also you mentioned we're kind of, not struggling for songs, but we're trying to make at least some kind of tenuous link between the music that we're playing and what's going on today. So you mentioned Alltekker.
Yeah, that's right. The Flutter EP, which was sort of released in the Thatcherite era, the early 90s, as a response to the Criminal Justice Bill, which attempted to be pieces of electronic music which did not have repetitive beats, in quotes. Unfortunately, I don't believe we have a copy of that with us, but we do have some more, Oteka.
We do. This is Inhake 2 from the Peel Sessions. We have a few more updates from Twitter. Apparently there is a seamless integration of tourists and burning rubbish between Piccadilly and Leicester Square, so I'd like to thank DSG for that. They add, by the way, our nose hairs were singed by a Molotov on Sackville Street earlier. I'm not sure whether to take that with a pinch of salt or not. And also riot vans have just turned up with barred windows. Presumably that's on Trafalgar Square. And yeah, there's a blurred photo of Leicester Square, but it doesn't look very different to any other Saturday night. So yeah, maybe we'll try and find something a bit clearer. The Met Police tweet informs us that 75 arrests have been made following disorder and criminal damage in central London. That sounds almost like a parody out of The Private Eye. There's terrible damage, apparently, in central London, according to Miss Ellie May. The UK Tea Party, Fortnum and Masons, remains a crime scene, apparently. Those not involved in the violence have now left the scene. And now for some more music. We heard from Congo Natty earlier. With some particularly, well, I wouldn't say incendiary music, but apparently there is a party atmosphere down in Trafalgar Square at the moment. So if anyone down there is listening, I'm now going to play Congo Natty under the moniker of Tribe of Issachar, I think it is. I've never been quite sure how to pronounce that. But if anyone is disgruntled by my pronunciation, please phone in and correct it. This is Congo Natty with Method Man on the microphone with War Dance for the second time today. Method Man there, the self-proclaimed villain from the Ooh building. Penny Red, again, yeah, this is all from Twitter, so it's unconfirmed reporting, but apparently protesters are being dragged out one by one, cuffed and taken away, which presumably is at Fortnum and Masons. According to the Metropolitan Police, 75 arrests have been made today following disorder and criminal damage in central London. We would also just like to clarify that the reported number of arrests represents just over 0.02%, so virtually nothing, of the lowest estimate of protesters in central London today, which was put at 300,000. Another update from Twitter. Apparently, anti-cuts march draws hundreds of thousands as police battle rioters. That's nothing new, but that's from the Guardian News. And apparently, they claim the march for the alternative sends a noisy message to the government. But presumably then, they will be heard. Thank you to Method Man, or Methical there, the man from the Ooh building, whatever that means. This is Will Luscombe, live on Resonance 104.4 FM, 20 to 8 on Saturday, March the 26th, 2011. We've been with you live for almost 8 hours now, and at your end you will have perhaps experienced a collage or potpourri of field recordings, interviews and songs. We've had an amazingly high level of reportage today, so I just like, before we do a roundup, to thank everybody who's been involved in that and on whose information we have completely relied today. I'd just like to stress again, all of the reports I've been reading out have been from Twitter, you know, so they haven't been confirmed, so you know, don't take any of it as read or heard. Yeah, so we're rapidly approaching 8 o'clock. Thomas Lee and Rita Mai will be on next, and yeah, we're just going to have some more music. I feel perhaps Method Man wasn't giving out the most positive message there, and it's just occurred to me that the next song might not either. It's Fire and Brimstone, A Go Burn the Wicked by Johnny Clark, but please don't read anything into the message of these songs. It is just an artistic statement. US Uncut have just cheered me up with an immensely witty text. Attention America, we have lost a taxpayer who goes by the name of Bank of America. If you find them, report them to the police immediately. So thank you there. US Uncut perhaps mirroring the situation in England and the reason for such discontent in the streets today. Johnny Clark there. We're just trying to patch through to somebody live in central London, but yeah, we'll have a bit more music whilst we do that. Yeah, another tenuously related song, Funkadelic with You Can't Miss What You Can't Measure, but because the deficits can be measured, presumably we will miss it. So yes, yeah, so here is Funkadelic. Funkadelic there with You Can't Miss What You Can't Measure, which I successfully or not tried to relate to the cuts. We have Alistair live with us now from Central London. Hi, Alistair. Whereabouts are you and what's going on?
Yeah, we're just outside Fortnum and Mason's, just about to be arrested.
Okay, so you're just keyed up. Okay, yeah, can you just explain what went on there? You know, we've had a few reports on Twitter, but, you know, obviously none of them confirmed. So can you just explain what went on and kind of what led to the arrests?
Well, yeah, a group of people went in really peacefully into Fortnum and Mason and just stayed in the shop, basically. That was it. The police cordoned off the shop. There's a lot of people outside, there's people inside, all being nice and friendly to each other, and not smashing things up or stealing things or diving into the £500 bottle of wine, which I did actually have my eye on, but I resisted. And then we've just been let out about 30, 40 minutes ago, and we're just waiting to be arrested.
Yeah, that must be quite an uncomfortable experience. How long have you been waiting to be arrested for now? What, 45 minutes?
I am actually just getting arrested as we speak, so I might not be able to talk for much longer.
Yeah, no worries. And I mean, do you know, will you be cautioned or are you going to be taken off to a cell? You know, do you know what's going
to
happen?
I think, do you know what's going to happen to me? Am I going to be taken to a cell or...?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't know what setup they've done, but they've made up for getting the prisoners tonight.
Prisoners, okay. I'm being referred to as a prisoner, so but I don't know. It looks like the lady in front of me is having handcuffs put on her, so it looks like that will probably happen to me as well.
Okay, could you ask the officer if he would mind giving us a few words?
Would you mind giving, it's a Resonance radio station, Resonance Town in London, would you mind giving us a few words?
Personally, no. I'm not a particularly good public speaker, so I
wouldn't. Me neither, he won't do that.
Yeah, no problem at all. No, I just thought it was worth asking. So, but I mean, you know, in spite of waiting to be arrested, you've had an enjoyable day?
Well, it's just been fascinating. It's been fascinating, the, just, the people. Okay, I'm just being, a light shone in my face and I'm being filmed up and down. I am wearing pretty cool threads.
So excellent, excellent.
Good.
That's what we like to hear. Stylish in the face of adversity.
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Alistair, can you talk for a couple more minutes, or do you need to get on?
I don't.
Bear with it.
Okay, I'm bearing. Yeah, I need to bear with everyone. So yes, a couple more minutes should be all right.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So could you just give a bit more of a description of what was going on in Fortnum and Mason? You know, we've had reports on Twitter, and Howard gave us some great audio earlier, but you know, we didn't have anything live from there since about 4:30. So what's if you could give us a brief overview of what's happened in the last 3.5 hours?
I mean, there's just been, well, people just sat around eating, having picnics and chatting, really. A few sort of beach balls knocking about. There was some of the chocolates got knocked over, and I was quite surprised that they got picked up and put back on the display, and nothing, to my knowledge, was taken or damaged. I think maybe outside there might have been some damage, and that's why there have been reports that there's people smashing the place up, but that certainly wasn't happening inside.
Okay, and I mean, you know, there seems, I mean, everybody I've spoken to has reported, you know, pretty much a party atmosphere down there. Apparently there are anarchists dancing around bonfires in Trafalgar Square, which sounds great.
Oh, really? That sounds good. Yeah, I was actually hoping to get there, but it doesn't likely.
Well, you never know. With any luck, it might just be a caution. In fact, I'm thinking of heading up there myself in about half an hour, because I've been reporting on it for the last 8 hours. So I think it would be amusing to get there and everyone to have gone home, but I'm going to give it a shot. So, all right, Alistair, listen, man, thanks very much for talking to us. And yeah, the best of luck. Let us know how you get on.
Keep up the good work.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Alistair there in the process of being arrested, although, you know, it all sounds, well, reasonably peaceful, although perhaps not entirely pleasant for those being arrested. Yeah, it's 8 minutes to 8. My voice is beginning to fail me, so I will let Mick and Keith take over now with Gimme Shelter. Our penultimate song of the 8-hour anti-cuts marathon that has been monstrous perversions of the laws of political geometry. It's amazing. I must have said that 60 or 70 times, and still it sounds absolutely great to me. I'd just like to thank all of our contributors today. From those that I can remember off the top of my head, JJ of the Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination, Danny Pafford and James Tregassis of UK Uncut, Graham Thompson of Plain Stupid, Resonance FM program manager and architect of today, Richard Thomas. I'd like to thank him for 3 superb reports, and also his good friend comedian Steve Parry, who again gave an outstanding report, and everybody else, Shay down in Trafalgar Square, and everybody else who contributed to today either by phone or by Twitter. And I'd like to say a huge thank you to Tim Abbott, who has literally, you know, kept me going throughout today and has been tweeting and phoning continually. So thank you very much to him. It's 8:03 when I'm going to hand over to Thomas Lee and Rita May for the last show in the series. And yeah, to play us out is The Doors with 5-1, apparently some people are outnumbered. So yeah, I thought that would be a good thing to end on. So yeah, thank you very much for listening, and good night.